I've got Adrian and Hannah here, a mother-daughter duo, and we are going to have some fun today on Trinity Talks because today is Mother's Day. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
I was hoping that over the next little while, we could just take some time to get to know each other, learn a little bit about your relationship with one another, and of course, play some games.
Nice.
Yeah, so you're up for it?
Yeah.
That's fun. All right, and actually, we have a little camera set up here, and I've got some fun on our table, which we usually have kind of plain, but today we've got a game here, and I was hoping that everyone who's watching online can play along as well. So just a little word of warning to everyone who's out there watching online. If you have a pen and a piece of paper ready, that would be great because we are going to need it if you would like to play along in just a little while. But let's start by getting to know you guys a little bit. Okay. So, Mom, Adrian,
yes,
could you tell us just maybe a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Adrian. I'm originally from Nova Scotia, but allergic to shellfish.
So really?
So that's a bummer.
Is that why you moved?
Not why I moved, but it's, you know, it's a little safer here. I went to university here, stayed obviously in the area. I'm a supply teacher by trade, high school, business and economics. What else? I'm a Girl Guide leader.
Cool.
I run the local chapter of Days for Girls. Mm-hmm. So we make reusable feminine hygiene kits. And I drive my kids around.
Hey! Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you're busy.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. This is one of your daughters,
yes.
Hannah, right?
Hi.
So Hannah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm a grade 12 student, so this year I'm graduating.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I do Girl Guides as well. I'm a leader with Sparks, which is a younger group, and I'm also a Girl Guide myself. I'm in my school play, so I'm very excited about that. Yeah, it comes out May 23rd.
Yay.
Are tickets
still available?
Tickets are available. You can buy them at the door. TL Kennedy.
TL Kennedy.
They're $3. I'm still making choices about where I'm going next year, but I know I definitely want it to be in like medical health science. So that's the big decision next.
Wonderful. We were just talking about that in our sermon today. Windows of opportunity.
Yeah.
So this is a big opportunity for you, and you're just going to decide which window to jump through.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's a lot of fun. We actually just saw Hannah up there singing I Speak Jesus. She's multi-talented as well. So tell me a little bit about when you guys came to Trinity and why you sort of decided to join the church here.
So we started here about a year ago, I think, and we had heard about it from friends of ours who were involved in Camp Trinity. Their kids were. Mm-hmm. And so then Hannah and Clara got involved last year in Camp.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, sorry. In Camp Trinity. And then they were like, yeah, we, you know, we think we'd like to go to this church. We know some people there, some actual young people there. So we decided to check it out around Easter last year and then have been coming here ever since.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So how have you found yourself involved here at the church?
It's been great. So I guess I jumped right in. I was on the neighborhood assessment team.
Oh, right.
Which was very cool.
We had them back in March, actually.
Yes, that's right. Kyle was in here. Yeah.
Yes.
And then I was talking to Sally about meal train. So I've ended up doing that. We have one starting again this week for a family.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's been great. We can always use more people, though. So
to join the meal train. Can you tell us what the meal train is?
Yeah. So the meal train, so for families that need a little extra support during a time or during a season, I guess, whether it's illness, hospital stay, surgery, death of someone, we support them with meals. So I get in touch with them about like dietary restrictions and that kind of thing, drop off times, preferred stuff. And then the team, and I think there's only about 16 of us. And for each family, we provide 7 meals and they can choose their time frame, so they can get like one a day for a week, every other day for two, every third day for three, kind of work it out with them. And then we drop off meals to their house. So we don't stay and chat with you. We don't impose on you and invite ourselves in. We drop and go. And
Yeah. What a beautiful blessing.
It's awesome.
That's so much fun.
The feedback has been great from the families that have received the meals about just how nice it is to not worry about food for a few days.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. And Hannah, how have you found yourself getting involved here? I know you're part of the worship team. Yeah. So tell us about that.
So I joined the worship team this year along with the kids youth ministry helping out downstairs.
Oh, awesome.
So sometimes I'll rotate between that. I do, I think, singing more, but yeah, it's been really cool. The worship team has been, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. As you all know, they're great to work with. It's really fun. And then I also get to go down with the kids, and I usually do grades 4 and 5. I like the older kids, and they're really cool. So that's been fun.
Okay, so multi-talented. Yeah. Share your gifts. So it's really lovely to have you share what you have here with the church. Thank you. Well, today is Mother's Day. So do you have any plans for today that you'd like to share with us?
Well, we were going to go out for some Brazilian barbecue, but now her sister is homesick. So we'll see what happens. But it's usually a pretty chill day for me.
Mm-hmm. Usually she just has to be left alone. She wants peace and quiet on Mother's Day.
Peace and quiet is a special thing for a mom.
Right? Yeah. And then for them to take care of the groceries and lunches for the week. So stuff I usually worry about on Sundays, I don't need to worry about.
Yep.
And then join me for meals.
That sounds lovely. Yes. All right. So some sappy Mother's Day questions for you, because you know they're coming and we've got to ask them. All right. I'm wondering, Hannah, can you tell us something or some things that are special about your mom? What makes her special? What is special about your mom?
I think she's very outgoing and she finds different ways to do things. She gets involved in a lot of things, always, since I was a kid. So she has been very involved at my school, which is nice. I like it. Aww. Yeah, she did in grade school, she would do student council. She run the fun fair.
Okay.
So she's still doing that, even though we're not at the school, because she can't not be busy.
Okay.
So
she commits.
She commits. Yeah. And yeah, she's chill.
Yeah, chill.
Well, it's pretty awesome just to have you together. Yeah. All right. So it's going to go back the other way now. Adrian, what's something special about Hannah?
Hannah is pretty cool.
Thank you. Aww.
She has lots of interests and talents, so she sometimes has trouble deciding what to do because she's very broad ranging.
Right. So that's a good problem to have, I would think.
Maybe. Yeah, it is.
A blessing and a curse.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's super funny and caring and also involved.
All right. Now Claire is not here.
Yes.
But can I ask if you have a favorite daughter? I'm just joking. But in what ways would you two say you are similar?
Mother-daughter similar? Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bit of sarcasm.
Oh, yeah. Definitely we have the same dark humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Both getting involved in things that maybe we shouldn't sometimes. And a wide range of interests would be another
that's
one. Kinda,
that's very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's lovely to have you. So I've got two fun games that I want to play with you today. Awesome. So the first one, I don't even know if you know about, but you've got a clipboard beside you. And And grab one marker. I gave you two options, but you're welcome to choose which color you prefer. And you have 7 pieces of paper.
We chose different colors.
In what ways are you different? Yeah. All right, so I'm going to ask you 7 questions, and they're all going to be about mom. So we're going to see how well you know your mom.
It's about you today.
It's about you today, yeah.
Right. One day.
I remember being a kid with my mom and always being like, when's your child's day? You ever saying that, right?
The other 364
days. Yeah, that was the typical answer. All right, so I'm going to ask questions to you, Adrian.
Okay.
And Hannah's just going to try to make her best guess on her piece of paper. And I've got different pieces of paper so that we can show it to the camera after, and it'd be nice and big and bold. So
hold back.
Don't hold back with your letters.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what is the best thing that mom cooks? What's her best food?
She is a good cook.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, that's nice.
Now you're going to test my spelling. That's the difference between us. Right.
Oh, that is a big difference.
So now we know that what Hannah's going to write is something that might be complicated here.
She's going to write
go
like
for the fish. Easiest stuff.
I don't know. Oh, I'm going to...
Mm-hmm. This is your time to toot your own horn a little.
This is totally not spelled right.
That's all right. We're not judging on spelling.
I am.
Okay. So moving along to number two.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're just going to take the papers out and just play a little shuffle there. Oh, okay. What is Adrian's best talent?
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Like skill? Or
skill.
Like,
okay, okay. Skill.
Skill.
Or talent. I don't know.
That one.
Talent. So that you can hear, you can, if you're in this room with me, you can actually hear the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This is a fun game to play with your own mom or your own family members at home. Can always be a good laugh. All right. What's Adrian's favorite color? Number three.
Oh, okay.
Favorite color.
I was hoping there'd be a good one here. That
is that a good one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think you're writing too many letters.
Stop!
If you don't know your mom's favorite color, then I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you know? All right. If mom was an animal, what would she be?
Oh.
Hmm.
See, you guys can have fun answering these questions. I had a lot of fun making the questions. Yeah, I have to admit.
Do not put sloth.
No, I wasn't gonna.
No,
I'm trying to think.
No, we're on a time limit here, guys. So we gotta keep moving here.
Okay.
So number five, are we on number five?
Yes.
Is mom a better singer or a better dancer?
That was unnecessary.
And I didn't know. All right. Okay.
Really, Hannah?
Number six. Where would mom's ideal vacation be? She could just jump on a plane or a boat or a train. Where would Adrian want to
go?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, that's not Nova Scotia. That's going home.
Well, somewhere else. Yeah,
we can't go home. Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. Oh, no.
Okay.
There we go. All right, and last but not least, what is your favorite movie?
You know, I was practicing last night. I was asking her questions, and I got this wrong in our trial run. So hopefully.
Okay.
Now I know this one.
So they did a trial run. They knew this question was coming, or this game was coming, but they didn't know the question.
I said,
so
there's
going to
be something
wise.
About how well do you know me. And then like, what's your favorite movie?
Okay, so just have your papers in order.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Adrian just to show her answer first, and then we'll see if Hannah was able to match.
Okay.
All right. So, best food that Adrian cooks. Marry me, chicken pasta.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, you can see it on the screen.
Okay, I had chili.
Chili. With an IE.
I don't know.
I think you're one too many L's and one too many E's. So all right. I don't know what Marry Me Chicken is, but maybe we need the recipe to share the recipe.
Made it like last week.
I just made it this week, but it was delicious.
That sounds good. All right. Number two, talent.
What did you write?
Event planning.
I wrote slideshows. that's a niche talent. That you have.
I do those like slideshows.
Slideshows. Well, okay. You could probably use those when you're planning.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I like that. All right. Favorite color.
Yeah.
Red.
Oh, okay.
Red.
You did the
I knew that one. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So we're one for
I was wondering if you're going to change it last minute.
Wow.
Okay. If Adrian was an animal, what would she be?
What'd you put?
A cat.
Let's go!
Hey, all right.
That's so awesome.
That was a good guess.
Is this one you practiced before?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Just
right.
The movie.
So singer or dancer?
Well, not good at either, but.
Yeah.
Dancer. All right. So. All right. Well, we see you up there singing, Hannah, so we're not...
It's not for me.
Did you get that from Dad?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. Ideal vacation.
Right now?
Arctic.
Iceland.
Close. Pretty close.
Somewhere
pretty
cool.
Close. Yeah. Wow. So going north.
Okay. Yes.
That's pretty close. And favorite movie.
You
so you practiced.
This
one's Sound
there
of
go.
Music. Wonderful. Do you have a favorite song from the movie?
I like the... when she gets up, I have confidence in something.
Oh, I have confidence.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I love that one.
That's not part of your job. Not allowed to sing. Okay. Next game we have, we've got 10 minutes, which I think is perfect timing for our last game that we have all together before we sort of wrap up. We were talking before, and Adrian and Hannah told me that they call this Kim's game. I've never heard it called that before. I just call it a memory game. But under this very beautiful floral blanket, I have 22. two items. So actually, if you can kindly just keep your pencils down for a moment, because we're not writing, we're just memorizing.
Yes. Right.
When I ask our Alex on the cameras to put the camera on our blanket, I'm going to put my timer on for 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to spend 30 seconds trying to memorize all 22 items on this table.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you're at home, no pencils allowed, but just you can look at the camera as well or the TV and try to memorize those items. When I say stop, and I'll actually put the blanket back on, we are going to then see how many you guys get right.
Okay.
Does that sound like a plan? And we're back. If you're at home, take some time to start writing down your items. My timer's going bonkers here. I'm not even sure if that was 30 seconds, but it was close enough. In the meantime, while they speed write down everything in their memories, I'm going to talk and try not to distract them too much. But I wanted to let you all know what's going on right behind me outside of our studio in the hall here at church. We have a whole bunch of people signing a card for Rob. Rob is our lead pastor here, and he has just graduated and got his doctorate degree. So we just are having this nice congratulations for him here. And I can see people out back just signing that card and saying congratulations to him. So that is wonderful. We also have muffins out in the hall, and those are our muffins for Mother's Day. I know that I have a muffin from my three kids out there waiting for me.
Aww,
and
nice.
Yeah, I am. Actually, I think there's three muffins. So we might all share the muffins. But it's pretty sweet to have that all out there. Now I see you guys desperately writing down. Adrian is already written down, I would say, half of her page.
I'm on the second.
I'm going to give you maybe just 10 seconds more to record everything. And then we are going to go through all of the items together.
Oh, no.
Okay, I've got them all listed down. And I see you stalling, so I'm going to count down from 5, and then we're going to take up the answers as a group, so with Adrian and Hannah, and with everyone online as well.
Oh, no.
So we're going to count down 10, 9, 8... 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right.
Oh, come on. If you get one more than me, I'm going to be so upset.
Okay.
No,
it's all in
number.
Good fun. The same number. So maybe you are going to tie after all, and we'll
I
find
hope one
more.
One of yours is wrong.
Okay. All right. So the first item that we had was nail polish.
Yes.
So give yourself a check. We had an apple.
How did I forget
apple?
We had cleaning spray.
I got cleaner, yeah.
We had a pair of scissors.
Oh.
No. We had a towel.
I got
like a dish towel. A cloth towel. Yep. We had a glove.
Yes.
A winter glove. We had a plastic spoon.
We had the spoon, yeah.
Yep.
We had a candle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flowers. A mug.
Yes.
We had a salt shaker.
So many of these that like once you say that.
Yeah, you're like, I should have gotten that. My favorite item, the bowling pin.
Yes.
That was so
we had a little pad of paper.
Yeah.
It was a little post-it.
Sticky notes? Okay.
Sticky notes, yep. We had tape.
Yes.
There was purple yarn. A Russian doll.
Okay, I put the doll, yeah.
Oh.
A pink ladle. You can
ladle,
just, yeah, soup ladle. A marker.
Yes.
What color was the marker?
Yellow.
Yes. All right, you
I
don't get bonus
pink,
points.
So.
There was some soap.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a bell. Like a desk bell, ding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bottle of glue. And a stapler.
Yeah, I got the stapler.
Oh, I wrote that twice.
All right, give yourself totals. Oh,
you beat me.
All right, just total it up just to make sure. And we'll see who has the better memory.
Oh, 13.
12.
13 and 12. All right,
I mean,
very
we,
close.
Yeah.
But you can use those bragging rights all day today, Hannah.
Not today.
Not today. That's right, after today, for sure. Okay, so before we leave, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much. I was wondering, Adrian, if I could ask you just two more questions.
Okay.
So the first question is from your own mother.
Yes.
Did you get or learn any words of advice or wisdom from her that you'd like to share with us today?
One thing she told me when the kids were little was that the days are long. Like some days are very long, but the years fly by.
Aww.
And that has been very true.
Yeah. Aww, that's so sweet. And then as we wrap up today, and we just heard a sermon on windows of opportunity, do you have any hopes or prayers for your own daughters?
Well, lots. I was like, this is a hard question.
This is a hard question.
It is a hard question. For me, it would be that they're going to grow to be continue to be strong women, mm-hmm. strong, faithful women, that they're going to seize opportunities when they come their way and be able to discern the right ones, because they're not all worth jumping through. And that they would just continue and surrounding themselves with like good people, whether that's relationships, friends, whatever, that they would have some great people in their lives, and that they would, you know, choose joy and find happiness each day, and continue to be funny and caring people.
Aww. That's very sweet. I don't think I can top that. That's absolutely lovely, and a lovely note to end on today. Yeah. So I'm going to send you off in a minute to go grab your very own muffins. Oh. And I just want to say thank you again for joining me for this special Trinity Talks.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, everyone.